Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel Good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, Friday is here. Good morning, Ari. How
good
are
morning.
You?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Good morning, everyone. Bit of a blustery old day out there this morning, isn't
well,
it?
Well, the rain and the severe wind woke me up at like 2:30 this morning.
Really?
Yeah. So I was like, oh no, I hope it calms down so I can actually get to work safely. It was all right.
You got to work.
4 o'clock. Yeah,
yeah. You got to work safely, which is the main thing.
Scary.
Yeah, that's it. And yesterday, God, it was like that all day, pretty much, on and off. You know,
pretty bleak looking day.
Sure was. How are you today, though? You ready to take on Friday?
Absolutely. You know, I saw something really cool on my way into work actually this morning.
Do pray tell.
So I was around the Jesmond area, whatever, and I'm like, oh, there's flashing lights, no sirens. So I'm assuming everything is okay. But it was an undercover cop car with all of his lights on.
Oh
my God, they look cool. It looks like something out of an action movie. They look awesome.
Yeah, they definitely do. Interesting. I had my parents visit last night.
Thursday night visit?
Yeah, well, no, they're going to a little music event for a few days.
Nice.
So they've come to drop off their dog.
Oh,
we have like dog exchange.
Oh.
Anyway, I did a bit of cooking and stuff. It was good. I made a, how about this?
Yeah.
Clafouti.
What is that?
It's like this sort of delicious, like berry cake.
Oh.
But sort of quite dense and not too thick.
So not like a Freon or anything?
No, it's not really like that. Mm. I would say it's a little bit lighter than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very tasty though.
Lovely.
Oh my God, I pulled it off. It was amazing.
I pulled it off.
Yeah.
What type of culture is that? Is that Greek?
No, it's French.
French.
It's French
dish. Okay.
Yeah, I was worried because it looks complicated. But don't be put off by it. It uses almond meal instead of flour.
See, I prefer cakes that way.
Yeah. Oh, so delicious.
Oh, go you.
Yeah, it was good. Good night.
Damn. It feels good to be.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel good Friday feeling.
All right, so Mark Zuckerberg reckons he's having his iPhone moment.
What does that mean exactly?
So, like, his moment where he releases a piece of technology that once again revolutionises the world.
I've seen this morning.
Yeah, the AR glasses.
Yes.
Aren't they ridiculous looking?
But they're thick. With like 15 Cs. Like that is, they look incredible. I have to say, I would wear them.
Really?
Make me look smart.
I don't know if that's the case. I think they're too cartoonish.
Oh, that's a good call.
Like they just look, and he's already had a go at glasses. Do you remember the Ray-Ban, I'll film everyone like a bit of a creepy situation type situation?
I feel like this might be a little less creepy.
I don't know
about it. We're going to have to do a deep dive into it, I
reckon. Yeah, we'll definitely look into it. He said there's a lot of different, you know, services that will be a part of it. You can ask them questions, all that sort of stuff.
Mm, it's like Siri on your face.
Well, yes, but I just think they look too ridiculous. No one will buy them. That's my assessment.
You know what I think? I think the world is becoming more quirky and more, I guess, adventurous with their style. So I think it could be a thing, more than what you think.
Okay, the one thing that I do, like, appreciate about them is, have you ever heard of Be My Eyes?
No.
So it's this service where you can basically, you're on an app and someone can, like, video call you and go, who's blind, and say, you know, what does the instruction number, like, say to this TV remote?
Or
so you can just help someone out.
Great.
It's teaming up with that as well, so the volunteers can see exactly what people are seeing because they'll be wearing the glasses.
Wow. So that's great.
That is a good feature.
Positive service.
Definitely. The actual glasses, though, look ridiculous. I don't think they'll sell.
Everyone wants to look like a cartoon, apparently.
Exactly. Cremo's personal prediction.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This story at the moment, I reckon, has got to be the cheekiest of all stories. So an Aussie high school, so this is over in Perth, has been renamed this week on Google by some kind of cheeky tech-savvy hacker.
Mm-hmm.
The Bob Hawke College has now been renamed to Bob Hawke Tour College, leaving its administrators at odds with the tech giant Google. So,
what a nightmare for them.
Now, this is a prestigious school in the little suburb of Subiaco in Perth. So, obviously named after the former Prime Minister, Bob Hawke. I guess you could say the X-rated change has got people in a tizzy.
Oh, no doubt. Because imagine this. You go to a private school or whatever, or, mm-hmm. you know, your kids do,
mm-hmm.
and they go in their neatly pressed uniforms and their ties and funny hats and all mm-hmm. that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the giggling starts. Because as soon as that happens, you know, every single child in that school knows that has happened.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. The term hock tour was made famous by an internet meme like months ago, not yeah. even. So obviously it went viral. So pretty much everyone who's on social media knows about this young woman.
And also, can you imagine, oh, every single class, the kids would be laughing about it, making jokes. The teachers would be driven mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, miss, you know, the name of our school's not written correctly on our test, you know. Oh, stop it, Jeremy. We know. Ah, ha, ha.
Well, it was only changed on Google, so somehow someone's gotten in there and decided to do a funny. But I did double check this morning. I looked up the college. I think it's been fixed. There's no hock tour on there.
No doubt. By tomorrow, it'll be unfixed again.
Probably.
You know, they'll all be onto this. Kids are very smart and they're better at computers than any of us.
Yeah, they can turn their school into a meme.
UFM.
The Novos.
Over in England, their equivalent of Woolies or Coles or whatever is Tesco. It's a big
yes.
supermarket chain over there. Very popular. They've got them all over the place. And I guess like here, they're trying to innovate and make new ways to save money for the company, be more effective, like yep. all good companies would.
Yeah, definitely.
One area they're trying to work on at the moment is security. Obviously, there's a lot of theft. You know, things yeah. are being nicked from the supermarkets, trying to cut down on that. And to do that, they've created these robot security guards that they're Ooh. Starting to install.
Yes.
Now, what's interesting about them is these robot security guards are speaking with a Scottish accent. That's the voice that's programmed into them.
Great.
Just to, I guess, make them feel a bit more local and friendly. But, boy,
friendly.
See if you think this sounds friendly, right? Here's a recording of it. Oh, they spotted someone.
Warning. This is security. Your presence has been detected. The owner and police have been informed.
Oh, my God.
Informed.
It's very local, I guess. Very Scottish.
It's been detected.
The whole thing's a bit funny. Why does the robot have such a weird accent?
You're not getting away with it.
Exactly. There's all that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? Imagine if we have... Because in the future, no doubt, there'll be robot security guards here.
Yeah, it's save a guarantee. Money on personnel.
All that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought, what would the Aussie version sound like?
Oh, like adapted to our culture.
Sure,
and
exactly.
And our way of talking.
Yeah, so I'm thinking this is a little demonstration. And this could be anywhere. You know,
yeah.
They'll have these installed from Swansea to Bennett's Green, all over the place.
Yeah.
Wait, oi you there. I reckon you've got 2 packs of steaks and some sausages down your pants.
All right, I've got one. Mate, you've been caught, you tosser. No 5-finger discount for you in this town, eh?
I like that as well. Or how about this one? Hey, I reckon it's you, Daryl. I know it's you again. Put those razor blades back and the deodorant. That's the sort of thing that will be going on. You mark my words, our future Aussie robot security guards
yeah.
will sound exactly like that.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Okay, something that's another great local discovery.
Sure.
So my boyfriend Will actually introduced me to this the other day. He's like, you got to check this out. This is over at Broadmeadow. It's called the Thirsty Messiah Brewery.
Oh, is this the new one?
Oh, relatively new. Yeah. I think it's been there for like a year or two, perhaps.
Yeah.
This is the one just on the main road there. It's got 40 taps of award-winning beer, seltzers, sours, and barrel-aged and cocktails on tap. So,
now,
like,
cocktails would be up your alley, right?
100%. They've got things like the Gravity Watermelon and Lemon Seltzers, the Bilson's Fruit Tangle, something called the Jesus Juice. Like, there is so many amazing things. Mango Sours, like gin and tonic.
Right up your alley, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. And, of course, it's got all of your beers as well, your
sure.
IPAs, ginger beer, whatever you want.
Oh, this sounds good. I really love to check this out.
Yeah, it's got, like, I've seen all the photos of it as well. Literally 40 taps just on one bar.
Four.
Like, wow, I couldn't believe it. And as someone who used to work in a bar, that's a lot. lot.
Well, you could just try one every day, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, pretty much.
And you'd be set for the month.
Well, my birthday is coming up in January, so I said to Will,
let's try every single one.
Let's do it. Let's get someone else to drive.
Yeah.
Be safe. And birthday.
Oh, Thirsty Messiah. Worth checking out. Another, you know, local fantastic place, venue.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
And now we talk about something local and brilliant, and that is the Christmas bus.
Ooh.
Now, this has been around for quite a while. Basically, it's one bus in the Newcastle buses, you know, chamber of buses, if you will, and it gets decked out from every single angle with tinsel, with bells, with baubles, absolutely everything Christmas.
Nearly any type of decoration you can think of.
That's right. Even wrapping paper is used over the bus seats.
Oh!
It is absolutely extraordinary.
How festive!
It's been a tradition for quite a while. I think there's a bit of time off during COVID, but
yeah, sure.
This year, and this is a big piece of news for Newcastle, will be the final year.
Oh, shame. An institution is wrapping up.
Yeah, well, I see what you did there. So Margie, who I think is the brains behind it, has gotten approval to do it this year. It's going to return for one more year because she's retiring next year in May.
Oh, bless.
Yeah, I'm sure she's, I think she's worked for the buses for a long time and probably due her retirement. But she said from December 1 through to Christmas Day, the bus is going to return. There'll be more information soon, so you know where to ride it, where to see it, all Perfect. That sort of stuff. And honestly, what an extraordinary, I guess, dedication of by one person to make something a bit fun for the kids, really.
Well, it's not just the kids. It's the kids at heart, too. It's the
absolutely
adults who
right.
need a bit of cheer in their life.
Yeah.
And I think she's done a great job.
Yeah. So this year, make sure you ride it. If you've always, especially if you've always thought about, oh, yeah. I must get on there. It looks like so much fun. And there's, look, there's, if you're wanting to like find out a bit more about it, just on Facebook, search the Christmas bus, and oh my god, the videos from previous years. It's honestly extraordinary. A great Newcastle institution. Get on there, search it, find out when you can ride it, all that kind of stuff.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Facebook Marketplace is essentially the Wild West in a lot of ways.
Have to agree.
So obviously you sell a lot of things on there for the shop, and sometimes you get, you know, the classic like, oh, pay ID scams, that kind of thing.
I've had some of those sent to me as well.
Sure, and you can recognise them because they're kind of common these days. People know what to look for.
Yep.
Here's a totally new one though that I've never seen before, something to watch out for.
Okay.
Had a couple of vases up for sale, and I get this message come through, and I'm like, oh, what's this? Maybe I'm going to make a sale here. This is always good. It's from a Sandra who says, I'm sorry to have to contact you this way. My name is Sandra Mueller, and I'm of German origin and French nationality.
Great. Why do we care?
Also, exactly right. Straight away, I guess, alarm levels are raising.
Yeah.
So then goes on to say, I suffer from a serious illness that condemns me to certain death, namely throat cancer.
And what?
A lot of information when I'm just trying to sell some vases. And it says, and this is all one sentence, I have a sum of 850,000 euros, which I am giving to a caring, I think they meant caring, reliable and honest person.
You've got to be kidding me with this.
On and on it goes. I lost my husband 6 years ago. It hurt me a lot. I could not remarry. I have no children. And the doctor confirmed that I will not live long.
I thought I was going to say, and I will die.
A lot of information given here when I'm just selling a couple of vases.
Someone's telling you their life story, Creebo.
I'm not really sure why at this point. And then it goes on to say, I would, and here's the interesting bit.
Yeah.
I would like to donate this sum before I die because my days are numbered and this sickness/disease... weirdly informal, there is no cure, and I have 850,000 euros. I want to make the most of it. Write to me, because I do not have much time to left living on this earth.
So and does then, this scammer person want to give you these euros?
Well, this is how they hook you in,
okay.
Right? Please write to me, Sandra Mueller Lager at gmail.com, right? And then, of course, I reply to this, knowing full well it's a scam. They're trying to take you offline and then lure you in. And then they'll ask you, oh, we need just maybe 5,000 euros for me to send it to test that the lines are working or whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Before I send you the big amount, all that stuff, right? And I said, sorry to hear of your heartache. Thank you for thinking of me. When can you send the money? ? I thought, I'm going to waste some of this scammer's time.
Yes.
I've sent that back. And then I received the next message. Please email. We need to talk there. So you're getting a little bit short with me.
Yep.
So I message back and say, messaging here is fine. To which I reply, get another reply. Email is the most important or I will give you no money.
What the hell?
They've gone from long-winded and very refined to very short and snappy.
Yeah.
And I reply to that because I think this is a bit rude, actually. I said, Sandra, that doesn't seem very nice. To which I get the reply, forget it, I leave.
I leave the offer off the table.
The offer is off the table. You're my only living relative. I've searched everywhere using DNA tests and everything. It's only you. But you don't want to email, so don't worry about it.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So, big news out overnight. Oasis is coming to Australia.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Sydney and Melbourne. Dates to be determined.
I thought they were only doing a UK exclusive tour.
No, it seems like overnight, it was about 5 hours ago they announced that there'll be other countries as well. America's in there. I think there's a stop in South America as well. There's going to be a world tour, it seems.
Wow.
No dates for Sydney and Melbourne yet, but you can be sure that the servers for Ticketmaster or whatever is doing it have already melted down.
Interesting.
Even though there's no tickets available.
Well, do you reckon they've sorted out all their beef between the two? But they're doing a world tour. Surely, they have to get along somehow if they're going to do a world tour.
Honestly, I just think it's enough money that they'll stay in separate. As soon as they leave the stage, they'll be separate.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, they just have to survive this.
Wow.
Is all I'm saying. I don't think they've really sorted out their beef. But that's just my personal opinion. Who knows? Maybe they're best mates behind the scenes now.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, you can be sure it'll be crazy. It's absolute bedlam once those dates are announced, once the tickets go on sale, all that stuff.
I guess some people could describe that relationship as competitive.
Sure. Maybe even very competitive.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I was filling you in on my night on Wednesday, Crevo, about how...
I forgot about this.
Yeah. So every Wednesday, this is a thing now that I do with my boyfriend, Will. We have like a sleepover, like a midweek sleepover, just so we can spend some more time together during our week.
Cute.
It's good. It works for us.
Sure.
So he was like, oh, you know what? I feel like playing a game. How about we play Scrabble?
Nice.
Great.
I love Scrabble. Bit of fun. Yeah.
Bring out the board. Let's go. So we played a couple of games and I like to keep score. So we always do points-based games. Some people like to, some people don't. That's fine. Whatever works.
Who's not keeping score in Scrabble?
I know.
God, you losers. Come on.
Yeah, I know. So I am a very competitive person when it comes to board games, when it comes to sport, when it comes to literally anything. That is me down to a T.
Okay.
So when I'm playing these games with Will, I'm just like, every time I get like, oh, that's 35 points. Oh, I'm winning halfway through the game. Come on. And then Will just kind of just relaxes there. He goes, yeah, good job, babe. And then when he gets like another 30 points or something, he's like,
good score.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. And he's like very calm about it. And he's very relaxed when he plays games. Whereas I'm jittery. I'm shaking my legs. I am like hyped up and I'm ready to win at all costs.
You need to win at all costs, don't you?
I do.
That is your life motto.
I'm my father's daughter. We like to be competitive. So, I actually spoke to Will about this on Wednesday night. And I said, hang on, just pause for a minute. Have you noticed that I am overly competitive? Whereas you seem to really not be fazed. And he goes, hun, I'm not a competitive person. And I go, how? Like, that just boggles my mind. So, I'm sitting there going, wait, how can I be so competitive and you're not? Shouldn't we both be competitive on some level?
No, it's fine not to be. I'm Team Will here.
Really?
It's just a game, Ari. Nothing. It doesn't matter. No, life doesn't depend on that.
I know, but
and I understand. But I also understand. Like my wife Emmy is probably the more competitive one. She's maybe not going, come on, during the game, but out of the two of us, she would in a game be more psyched to win. I think. Whereas I'd just be pleasantly surprised, you know, or happy enough.
See, I love to talk about people's relationship dynamics and how everyone differs towards each other. So 4967-4105, here's what we want to do here. Dob in your competitive partner. Now, either dob in yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe like myself, I'm dobbing in me. You're going to dob in your wife, Amy.
Yeah.
What is your stance on this? 4967-4105.
Exactly. Do you have a competitive partner?
Yes.
Or maybe it's you.
Yeah. Or is it your parents' relationship seen this dynamic play out throughout your life?
That's good as well.
Give us some stories.
I'd love to hear somebody who's flipped a Monopoly board.
Yeah.
Surely not in Newcastle.
Or like walked out of the house like, nope, not doing this anymore, love. And, you know.
Jade in Madawi, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Is it you that's the competitive one or are you dobbing someone in?
No, I'm dobbing myself in.
Oh, are you now? Okay, so tell us, what games do you like to play or what have gone wrong along the journey?
I enjoy any board game, but the one I become super competitive in is Monopoly against my little sister when we're younger.
There's nothing more, worse than a sibling rivalry in Monopoly. It can ruin relationships.
Okay, and the big question, Jade, is have you ever flipped the board?
I haven't quite flipped the board, but we were playing and my sister was the banker. She started cheating and stealing money for the bank, so I threw a dice at her head.
at what age were you?
I was probably about 12 and she would have been about 10.
Oh, that was your chance to say 42, Jade, and you've missed it. But that's all right. I still liked you. Thanks for calling the show.
All right, let's go to Newcastle. Hey, Marley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Now, are you dobbing yourself in as a competitive partner or?
Look, I'm dobbing us both in, I would say.
Really?
You're both competitive.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us, what do you play and what are some situations that have gone down?
So in regard to board games, I'll go all in, all excited, ready to go. My partner will go in super calm, but he's like keeps competitive, like a silent competitive.
Does it build up in him, Marley? It's like it fizzles away.
It does, and he always wins. So it ends up being like a battle of the sexes in Monopoly or something. And then it's an argument for the next few days.
Until
the next game, and it's like, oh, it's crazy.
Oh, they're grudge holders.
Hey, do you have a lot of board games at your house, or is it just too poisonous to have around?
Yeah.
Honestly, it's me and my partner, and we play board games probably twice a week, date night. Yeah, we love it.
All right.
Oh, they thrive on different.
You know, you're throwing the dice down and it gets all spicy and you're like, this is more than just a game of Monopoly, isn't it?
Well, see, I'm the grudge holder. I'm like, right, never again. Never again. And then I'm like, 2 days later, yeah, let's do it again.
Yeah, let's
take
myself.
We've got to win here somehow.
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Another chance for you to win with us here this morning on New FM. This is Lowest to Lux. Quick recap of the game, how it works. We give you three items from any store around our beautiful region here, and you're going to have to listen for us from the cheapest to the most expensive.
Yeah, you just got to put them in order.
Easy.
Yeah, well, sometimes easy, sometimes not.
That's
the name of the game.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning in Rutherford. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, wonderful.
Fantastic. You sound ready to take on Friday, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been trying to get through to you guys for years.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yeah.
And I've finally done it.
Yeah, you have done it. I love that you finally got on. Look, it's very competitive sometimes, and that's okay.
Oh, my goodness. And I love listening to you guys every day on my way to work.
Oh, thanks, Kelly.
You butter us up, but that won't make me give you any prizes. We're not giving you any freebies, all right? You still got to win, all right?
Oh, come on, guys.
Bribery gets you everywhere. Talk to me after the show. show, okay?
I know, Creevo. I know.
You're a smart lady, Kelly. All right, Ari is your quiz master for today.
She's got beautiful.
She's got your items ready.
All right.
Let's do this thing. Cheapest, most expensive.
Come on, Kel. Well, you can do it.
All right, let's do this. The first item on the list today, Kelly, is the Winslow 12-light chandelier in chrome from Beacon Lighting Katara.
Ooh.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Sounds fancy, doesn't it?
It's a bit fancy. It's pretty. The second item is the Kirkland Signature Gold Margarita Premium Mix 1.75 litre from Costco.
Okay.
Of course, I had to put a margarita mix in there. It's Friday.
That's it.
Okay. And then the third is the Textures Shock Resistant Tablet Case for your iPad in the colour black from Big W. So just a quick recap for you there, Kelly. So you've got the 12-light chandelier from Beacon Lighting. Then you've got the signature margarita ready-to-drink premix. That's 1.75 litre.
Just to confirm, that doesn't have any alcohol in it, does it?
No alcohol,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, it's just the mix, and then you add your own. Got it.
And then the third, of course, is the iPad case from Big W.
All right.
Oh, that's hard.
Kelly, though, I just have a good feeling that you're going to get this, so don't doubt yourself, okay?
You got this. What do you think is cheapest?
I'm thinking the... Oh, will I go margarita mix?
1.75 litres. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
I think I might go the iPad.
Okay.
Case for the lease. Mm-hmm. The margarita mix in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then the chandelier.
All right. Okay. All locked and loaded. Okay. Time to reveal the prices.
Please.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
We'll find out.
The shock-resistant tablet case in black from Big W, $36. This is one of the good ones. Then the Kirkland Signature Margarita Mix, 1.75 litre from Costco, $42.
Oh, that was close.
That was a close shave, wasn't it? Jeez.
Right, here we go. And then the final item, the chandelier in chrome, Beacon Lighting Katara, $1,695.
Yes!
After so long of trying to get through, you've finally done it and you've been our latest local winner here on New FM. How does it feel, Kelly?
Oh, my God. I can't describe it. You know what? I'm shaking.
Well, calm yourself down because you are our latest local winner. Well done and thank you for coming on the show. What an absolute pleasure that was.
Lovely.
Doing Rutherford proud this morning.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
A bit of a tidbit has popped up over the past week. So I was reminded a few days ago that my boyfriend Will and his wonderful housemate Billy, they're hosting a party. You know how so Will was in like that performance of Bonnie and Clyde a little while ago?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're doing like a little after party just to celebrate, you know, all the hard work over the past couple of months, whatever.
Now, is this going to be like a massive, is it like at the entertainment centre?
No,
or?
It's in the house, silly.
Oh, right, right.
No.
Well, I'm just trying to get the scale of it in my mind.
Right, so cast, crew, partners, friends, whatever. Right. So, you know, it's just a very relaxed kind of night. This is tomorrow night.
Okay, nice. How many people are coming? What's the address?
Yeah, well, you know what? Not exactly sure. Yeah, I reckon. Not exactly sure how many people are coming, but as soon as Will told me this, my mind immediately switched on to like tourism event organizer mode. I went like full scale. So we've, over the past like few years, my family and I have hosted driveway drinks. Now, these driveway drinks are like with our neighborhood friends and our friends of friends and whatever. So we host like really decent parties a lot.
Nice. Not wanting to brag, but you're a pro.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a pro. And my mind just immediately goes into party planning mode. So I'm asking all the questions like, okay, what are you eating? Are you going to do appetizers? Are you going to do snacks? What can I cook? Is it going to be this? Is it going
to
be that? You know, how are we organizing the drinks?
You need to hire the portaloos.
Oh, my God. Like, how are we going to navigate this? And then Will's just looking at me going, what do you mean? I'm just going to put some food out. People bring their own stuff. Happy days.
Yeah, like, that's right. Casual. That sounds nice.
But then it goes on to say, we're going to push, you know, the main dining room table over to the side, whatever, and we'll just put that as a snack table.
Sounds casual. Sounds easy. Sounds demure. Now, sounds nice.
So here's where I turn into my mother, right? First thing I say is, wait. You're going to put food and drinks on this beautiful wooden table Is there going to be a tablecloth? You can't put things down on a table without the tablecloth.
Sorry, but when did you become like a 40-year-old woman? Like,
I don't know.
Why are you worried about that?
I have no idea.
What's coming next? Are you going to roll out the plastic sheeting to cover the couch? I mean, come on.
Yeah, probably. I'll be like, next in line for the bathroom, please.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Stay out of it. Damn.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
All right, so we're, of course, in the times of dodgy housing slash, I guess, bad rentals, right? Mm. Because there's such a shortage of rentals, any old box can be rented these days.
Yeah, people just don't care. They know they can get away with it.
That's right. That's right. The landlords know they can get away with it.
I've lived in a place like this before.
But not like this, right?
Oh, okay.
It's a problem in Canada as well. So this student moved up there from America for university,
mm-hmm.
gets them into their rental, and this rental is sold as like a separate unit. And they're like, brilliant. This is a good price for a separate unit.
So your own space, right?
Your own space, little yep. kitchenette and stuff.
Cool.
Only issue is it's divided from the, an inverted commas, next door unit by a cardboard wall.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That is on another level. Cardboard is not a sheeting material.
That should be illegal, that false advertising.
Cardboard's fine if you need to, you know, ship something on Temu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cardboard is not acceptable as a building material.
Oh,
how ridiculous is that?
Oh, can't make that up. That's crazy.
It is crazy. So, like I said, if you think your rental isn't great, spare a thought for the person that has rocked up, signed a contract, and turned up for their new unit separated by a cardboard wall. How ridiculous.
Scammed.
They need to be doing something about that.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Now, though, we talk Nigella Lawson.
Now, microwave. Is that her?
Yeah, is her. You know, she's this, I guess, chef, you would call, or cook. I'm not sure. I guess she's
British
a chef.
British cook?
Yeah, cook. Yeah. TV personality. And she's known for, I guess, cooking in sort of a sensual kind of way.
Yes. She has a beautiful voice. Like, the way that she's like, now I'm just going to julienne these carrots. Like, wonderful.
That was quite a good impression.
Yeah. My mum's obsessed with her.
She also likes to cook for no reason in the middle of the night.
All right.
And like, on the TV, she'll pad down the stairs softly, fun, 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 down into the kitchen, and I'm just going to cook up a naughty little chocolate cake at 2 in the morning. And you go, why? Why not just do it in the day?
A tasty treat.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Now, she's come out in a couple of news publications and revealed what she's calling a dirty bedroom habit.
Oh, hello.
Wow.
Nigella.
What she said is that she loves to eat anything in the bedroom that doesn't require a knife and fork. Not limited to, and here's one example she's given, gochujang chicken, which is like a Korean chicken with a spicy sort of red sauce.
Oh, yum.
Well, but she's eating that. She goes, oh, it's with a spoon, so it's fine. And I think, no, Nigella, what are you doing? You can't have food in the bedroom.
Why not?
I just think that it's, you know, you're going to get that on the duvet. What do you want, a bit of pasta on your duvet? No, thanks.
I don't know how you eat Crevo, but you put a tea towel down, okay, over your lap, and then you just sit there, eat your pizza. Have you ever eaten, how about this, satay chicken or buttered chicken and rice in bed?
I think I have never really eaten in bed. I don't like it.
It'll change your life.
No, I disagree. I don't want the smells in there. That's what that is what the dining room table is for. That's why it's called the dining room. That's where you eat on the table.
No.
I am against eating in bedrooms. I think it's a gross habit and I don't like any part of it. And I think it's wrong. That's my view on it.
Okay, hang on. Okay, let me paint your picture here.
Sure, okay.
It's Saturday morning. You've just had a big week at work. You're waking up. Oh, okay, I might make myself a coffee. I feel like a nice toasty croissant.
Sure.
Right? So you sit there with your big plate and your coffee in bed. watching a TV show?
No, that all the crumbs going everywhere. Croissants, honestly, have as many crumbs as when you're like sawing through an old wooden log with a chainsaw. That's how many crumbs come off a croissant. That is the least bedroom food I've ever heard of.
Dude, that's why you eat over like a tea towel and a plate.
No, what a rigmarole. All right, it seems like there are really two sides to this.
Yeah.
And we want to settle this once and for all.
Mm.
4967-4105, eating in bed, is it right or wrong?
Right.
Team Ari says eating in bed all day, every day.
Do it.
And Team Crevo is it's definitely wrong and shouldn't be done.
Party pooper.
Oh, no, I think it's a gross habit.
All right.
4967-4105, is it right or wrong? Or maybe you want to just have a little vent about your partner who eats in bed as well.
Complain about him.
That's it. This is your chance.
Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yep.
Eloise in North Lambton. Hey, what are your thoughts on this?
Hey there. So I was just explaining that I live in a studio apartment, but I've only got a kitchenette where I live, and so basically I have no other choice than to eat in my bed. So I'm talking like breakfast, I'm talking dinner, I'm talking, you know, like cheese and crackers on the weekends, like that type of thing. So I'm not a huge fan of it, I have to say, but it's the only option that I've got. So yeah,
it's normal life for you.
Do you not
own a chair?
No, so I've got like some funny little planter boxes from Kmart, which sometimes I use as like, you know, a little sleeping area, but it's not very comfortable, not gonna lie.
Alright. That feels more like a forced situation than a genuine lover of eating in bed. I'll take the point.
You know, she's making her own life work, and that's fine. Well done, Eloise.
So true. Alright. Next to Nicole.
In Mayfield West. Hey, Nicole, what are your thoughts on eating in bed?
No, definitely not.
Thank you.
Why not, Nicole?
No, too many crumbs. You can't put your drink down if you haven't got a bedside table. Everything moves around. If you move funny, it slides. No.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, Nicole. You're so sensible. Another smart person from Mayfield.
Oh, what about a cheeky kebab?
Oh, well, that is gross. That's an absolute no.
Oh, okay. You're such a party pooper, Crevo.
Oh, says who? All right,
Gabby in Madawi. Gabby, back me up here, please.
My partner is the biggest lover of eating in bed. When I get up early for work, I'll bring him breakfast in bed, and that just makes his day. All right.
So you support it, but you're not for it for yourself?
Yes. However, I'm fairly neutral. He is such a strong positive, I had to ring on his behalf.
All right. Aww. What is the most, I guess, involved meal he's eaten in bed? Like a full roast?
Good question.
He loves his bacon and egg rolls. I'll bring him a bacon and egg roll. Pancakes have a bit of effort.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So with the bacon and egg roll, is it not like crumbs going everywhere? You roll sauce over it, feel like you're in a sandpit?
I give him quite a large plate, and he's pretty careful.
See? Smart. It's all about being smart, see?
I don't know. That, to me, so far, we've had two people that sort of do it by force and one that doesn't really like it. I feel like I'm winning this one.
No, I don't think you are. I think you're just trying to make another argument out of nothing. Let's wrap this up with Pete in Maitland. Hey, Pete, what are your thoughts on eating in bed?
Hello, guys. You're looking well today.
Thanks.
Thank you. You're looking well too.
Mate, when you're outside mowing lawns and stuff, wet day is a good day when you only have to listen to the radio. Oh,
I love
God
that.
God bless you, Pete.
Morning. Now, tell us, what are your thoughts? You were eating in bed, right or wrong?
Well, there's only one thing that should be eaten in the bedroom, but we won't go there because it's a family TV show. But
yeah, or radio show, either way. Yep.
A cheese and salami platter when you're watching a movie to try and hide from the kids when they're annoying the crap out of you.
Great. No, that's fine. There's a bit of cheap charcuterie board in the bedroom. It never goes astray.
Correct.
Now, Pete, you're obviously a man of class, a man of style. What's your favourite salami?
I'd have to say a Hungarian spicy.
Ooh,
he's good, isn't he?
He's real good.
What will it be? Box 1, 2, or 3. This is New FM's Ticket Picker Box.
This is it. This is the last morning that we're doing this. How it works, we have three boxes here in front of us. New fresh boxes that's been delivered just this morning. Now, this lucky listener is going to be picking either box one, two, or three to reveal some experiences and attractions they get to go to these school holidays.
Oh, so good. And like I said before, school holidays less than 8 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are counting down. Parents are counting down nervously. the first bit's real, usually fun vibes, and then the kids get bored. And that's where these experiences come in handy. You go, be good, or we won't get to go to X, Y, and Z that the Novos gave us.
That's right. Now, it is a lucky
hold it over their heads.
It is a guaranteed win as well.
It certainly is. You 1 in 3 as to what you're getting, but you're guaranteed a prize,
yes,
which I love.
Mm. All right, let's go to our lucky listener this morning. Steph in Head and Greater, good morning. How are you for Friday?
Good, guys. How are you?
Really good.
Fantastic.
Have you got an idea of which box you would like to pick this morning?
Well, I do. I would like box number 3, please.
All right.
Ooh, well, already she's good to go.
I was going to play this, but no, Nate, let's just stop that down, shall we? And open straight to box 3. Opening her up. And you have won yourself a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Get your ultimate explorer annual pass today at huntervalleywildlifepark.com.au and save or be like Steph and be a winner.
Amazing.
How is Head and Greeter this morning?
It's good. It's a little bit overcast, but hopefully it'll brighten up over the weekend.
And it looks like it'll be that way out there. Good part of the country,
Head
and
Greeter.
Congratulations. Another local winner.
Again.
Here at New FM.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, in my view, weekend kicks off today, so a few things for your Friday.
Right.
There's a bit of an ongoing event, which is called the New Annual. A lot of music and stuff like that that's happening around our town.
Very popular.
There's a first night street party at King Street and Civic Park from 5 till 9 p.m.
Let's go.
That will be fantastic. All right, Saturday, you've done that party, now you move to your Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Boys Afloat will be on Newcastle Harbour, pick off and drop off at Queens Wharf Terminal.
We'll
look that up if you want. Then, something we've talked about on the show, which is the Shuck-Off at Honeysuckle Marina.
Yeah, oysters.
Newcastle, 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. Competition, who can shuck the fastest, basically.
Great.
Get shucked and all that. Then there's Romeo and Juliet, a reimagining at the Playhouse Civic Theatre, Newcastle, 7 p.m. on Saturday.
I've heard this is quite revolutionary. Completely different take on the play.
There you go. Ari being the theatre, I guess, team member, if you will. Then we've got the Eco Fair as well, which is happening. It's like a sustainable food, music, craft, all that sort of stuff. And that's happening at Parry Street at Cook's Hill, which is a bit nice.
Yep.
Sunday, we move into Sunday now. The Pork U Deli. Now, this is an institution in Mayfield.
It's famous.
Yeah, it certainly is. They're having a 10th birthday party at Ravella, Newcastle, from sort of midday till 4:30, which will be a bit of fun.
Lovely.
Congratulations to them for being, you know, a local business, killing it for 10 years. Then Earp Still & Co. are doing a collaboration with Nagisa. Now, this is like a fusion Japanese restaurant that's very famous in Newcastle. And that's happening on Sunday as well. Starts 11:30 a.m. Then if you want a bit of a market flavour, how about the Merriweather markets that are happening, the spring markets, full of local designers, makers, food trucks, music and good vibes.
Ooh.
Dare I say, Christmas is getting close.
Yeah.
If you want to score a few early, you know, gifts by local makers, what a great place to do that. Dixon Park Beach. All the information of what's happening around our great city, there's more than we've even talked about here, is on our website and on our Facebook page.
The Novos. The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And huge news from the world of Formula One with Daniel Ricciardo. It seems like he's walking away from it. So he put up this post on Instagram. Well, whether fired or walking away is to be determined, I guess. It'll all come out in the wash. He said, I've loved this sport my whole life. And there's a photo of him walking away with his helmet in his hand.
Oh, lovely.
He gets very emotional, Daniel Ricciardo.
Yeah.
Like in a little interview he did, I think it was Singapore, where the last one he did was. He appeared like he was crying. All the signs of an athlete who's, you know, knows he's getting the sack.
Yeah.
sad, I guess, you know. Yeah. Like I said before, he has loved it his whole life. I'm really just an armchair expert after watching Netflix's Drive to Survive.
You are.
I never watch a full race because it's too long. Mm. But it's been really interesting to follow his journey, you know, through that. Mm. And, yeah, like I said, I think this might be it.
Plus, I feel like his face and his smile, even his voice has become an Australian staple as well.
It has. And because of that, I was talking to you behind the scenes about this. Yeah. I think he'd make a good commentator.
Yeah, I could see that.
But he needs to reinvent himself and, like, move into that, you know,
yeah,
if he
definitely
wants to do something. What his next move is still to be determined.
And my theory is,
yeah,
I just give it maybe a year or two, contact Channel 10 and see if they can get the Bachelor back up and running, because I reckon he'd be a good Bachelor.
You know what? I think you might be right. I was saying before as well that he, you know, I don't know if he could really settle down. You're like, that doesn't mean anything on The Bachelor.
Yeah, but can you think about all the Aussie women lining up to get a little slice of him? Yeah.
A retired Daniel Ricciardo, plenty of money, plenty of fast cars.
Yeah.
I think there might be one or two people who would be interested.
Yeah, me.
I thought you were in a relationship.
Nah, I'm all loved up. It's okay.
That is good.
UFM.
The Novos.
Now, fans of a beloved Netflix show who just wanted to spend a night immersed in its fictional world have been left gobsmacked and very disappointed after a Bridgerton-themed event over in the US was a complete sham.
Now, if you're a fan of Bridgerton...
Me!
Which is you.
Yes.
Emmy, my wife, she loves it as well.
Great.
A lot of people love it. Very, very popular show. It keeps getting renewed season after season.
Yeah, it follows a book series. But yes, it has gained great traction. Now, we have had Bridgerton balls, Bridgerton experiences and stuff. I think down in Melbourne. I think there was one in Sydney as well. So
you
we
can
have
imagine
had them here.
The vibe. You know, a lot of people dressed up in fancy dresses.
That's right, ball gowns. Going to a beautiful,
opulent place with lots of different food and wine.
String quartet.
You know, you can hear the music now. Here we go. Let's have a listen. You can imagine the excitement and luxury of it all.
The decoration, the aura, the atmosphere, everything. Well, one such event over in Detroit in the US is being slammed and people are asking for their money back. So it's similar to the Willy Wonka experience fail all over again, right? So picture this, mega fans of Bridgerton decked out in their finest gowns and tailcoats, ready to waltz in what was promised to be an enchanting evening of sophistication. Attendees actually forked out between $150 and $1,000 for tickets.
Oh, my God.
Because it's tiered.
Yeah, your $1,000 tickets, we'll get that one. It'll be romantic. It'll be fancy.
Well, apparently, it ended up being shabby, like sparse plastic decor. You had food, which was actually raw chicken, that ran out in an hour. They were promised alcoholic beverages, but given Kool-Aid, which is a cordial drink, instead.
Oh, no.
And an adult entertainer in the middle of a dance floor instead of a string quartet.
Brother, what's that?
Pretty much.
What do you mean, an adult entertainer?
Oh, just there was a hole in the middle of the room. Put two and two together.
They're expecting this. Oh, lovely music. You know, people with big violins or whatever, cellos and stuff.
Maybe a little bit of singing.
Yeah.
Opera. Oh. All that.
And they got an adult entertainer on a pole.
Wow, wow. Yeah, exactly. Some people were even sitting on the floor, not chairs. So heaps of these attendees.
Oh, my God, on the floor?
As soon as some of these people, like, turned up to the event, looked around the room, they were just, like, a few minutes later, starting to leave, saying, let's just go bar hopping instead. I would much rather go to a bar and a dress.
You're all dressed up, you know, you're in your finery, you've got all your jewellery and stuff on, and it's an absolute no. What a disaster.
Disgrace.
You know what? Companies like that need to be, like, called out. They're trying to organise these events. It feels like, honestly, like that Wonka experience, or we were talking about on the show before as well, the people that got catfished to that island for all...
Fire Island,
Fire Festival.
It's the same thing.
Except the Bridgerton version. What a disaster.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We are almost done for the day and the week.
I know.
A few things, though, that we have to do. A bit of housekeeping. First of all, congratulations to Marley from Newcastle. who we were talking about dobbing in a competitive partner.
Oh, she is a terrible competitive person.
Yeah, very competitive. Her and her partner, by the sounds of it.
Butt heads every week.
Yeah, they play board games all the time and they get very like competitive about it. So congratulations to you. You get $100 to spend at Endeavour Restaurant East Maitland. Enjoy that little date night. Don't argue too much over the board games beforehand or after, please.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do also have to mention something massive that is on tomorrow. If you are a fan of sport, especially Aussie rules, the AFL Grand Final is on tomorrow afternoon.
Oh,
Channel
God.
7, if you want to get around it to watch it live, 2:30 p.m. it is.
Yeah.
So it's the Swans versus the Brisbane Lions. Up the Swannies!
Well, that's it. Absolutely. We're not really a big...
AFL town.
AFL town, exactly. No. But there's someone special you want to mention, right?
Absolutely. Isaac Heaney. If you don't know his name, you should. He is one of the head honchos in the Sydney Swans. He's a great player. He's a Cardiff Hawks boy.
Now, that is the most important part.
Yeah.
So Cardiff, I'm sure, will all be behind him.
They should.
For the game.
Go, Heaney.
That's it. Before we go as well, don't forget, pick a box. There's more chances throughout the day. Joel, for your live and local drive home, school holidays start essentially today.
Woo!
So you want to grab those experiences that you can, as quick as you can, so you've got something to give the kids and enjoy over the school holidays. We're just trying to give as many as we can to local winners.
That's right. So make sure you are listening.
That's right. Don't go anywhere. Have a great day, everyone, and a great weekend.
Yes.
And we will see you on Monday.
Catch you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.